Here is your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We'll have lots of sunshine for your Friday, highs warming into the upper 40s. Clear skies tonight, 28 for a low. We're in the mid-50s on Saturday, beautiful day, lots of sunshine. Clear skies Saturday night, 30 for your low. Sunday, sunshine, 45 for a high. Breezy winds increasing throughout the day. I'm meteorologist Mandy Faluber. Currently, 32 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Authorities say a man has been arrested after a 4-year-old girl was shot and killed and a 16-year-old was wounded in a western Kansas shooting that stemmed from a domestic dispute. Garden City Police said in a news release that the teen was found around 12:45 Wednesday afternoon in the parking lot of an elementary school where classes were not in session. Officers were investigating that incident when they were notified of a second shooting victim less than a mile away. Police said a 31-year-old was taken into custody and both victims were taken to a hospital where the 4-year-old girl was pronounced deceased and the teen was treated for critical injuries. The Iowa Tribe of Kansas and Nebraska creating the nation's largest tribal national park on a forested bluff overlooking the Missouri River and a historic site of its people. The tribe says the 444-acre park will allow it to tell the story of the Iowa people and provide a rustic getaway where people can hike, camp, and birdwatch. Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty Eck Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade. And we'll give you top dollar for it. Regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday. Friday only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers valid on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock 2T0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Limited term financing to Ford loader credit. Not all qualify. Offered rebates to dealer. Offers expire November 30th, 2020.
A proposal to transform a hotel near downtown Wichita into housing for the homeless goes before the city council next week. A Wichita spokesperson said the owner of the 316 Hotel has agreed to sell the building for $2.6 million. The Wichita Eagle reports that renovations for the studio apartments are estimated to cost another $1.6 million. A mixture of public and private money would pay the bills. Humankind Ministries, which was previously Interfaith Ministries, would own and operate the location. The number of Kansas counties requiring face coverings has risen sharply as fewer opted out of Governor Laura Kelly's latest mask mandate. 62 Kansas counties have now put mask orders in place, with many coming as Kelly's new statewide mask order went into effect Wednesday. The remaining 43 of the counties have opted out, but most are encouraging or recommending people to wear masks. I'm Rick Everett with a look at your Kansas news on a Black Friday from the Mid-America Network.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. The coronavirus pandemic prompting a change in plans for the University of Nebraska's $155 million football training facility project. The Lincoln Journal Star reports the Board of Regents on December 4th will hear a plan to split the project into two phases. Phase one calls for completing the new building with a shelled space at the base of a new North Stadium tower. Phase two will build out the academic center and training area in the new building and calls for the completion of renovation at the Hawks Championship Center. The Iowa Tribe of Kansas and Nebraska creating the nation's largest tribal national park on a forested bluff overlooking the Missouri River and a historical site of its people. The tribe says the 444-acre park will allow it to tell the story of its people and provide a rustic getaway where people can hike, camp, and birdwatch. I'm Rick Averett with your Nebraska news on the Mid-America Network.
As we are now officially in the holiday season, and this time, even when not in the middle of a pandemic, can be stressful. However, we are in a pandemic, and Susan Jordaning with Pawnee Mental Health Services said some are having a difficult time adjusting.
It has really changed. I've had several individuals that I've spoken to who were planning large gatherings with family for Thanksgiving and Christmas and other holidays. They have gone from planning a 20 to 30 people gathering to just their immediate family of maybe 5 to 7. It does add to a little bit of the depression, but with the use of Zoom or some other televideo through maybe Facebook Messenger or some other format like that, families are still trying to stay connected. So that's a really positive for technology and the advances we've had. So that's a benefit, but it is definitely difficult and definitely stressful for families right now.
Focusing more on the mental health side of it, are there things that people can kind of do on their own during all this?
Now, it's important to make sure that, you know, we're taking care of ourselves, making sure that we're still having contact with people, whether it be through phone or through Zoom. In person is generally a more positive way, you know, using, of course, the COVID recommendations of social distancing. We still can have the social interaction we need, but utilizing the time to maybe building bonds within your family. So just self-care activities, going for a walk, deep breathing. Anything that's relaxing and calming and soothing is recommended.
People should do it all the time anyway, but you talked about staying healthy, and of course now the big focus is staying healthy physically, but it's also very important to stay healthy mentally.
This is a perfect time with Thanksgiving and everything as we're approaching these holidays of being grateful and looking at what we have and focusing on the positives in our lives. It's a good time to really reflect on what we do have versus what we don't have. And being able to focus on those positives can help your mental health. It's important for people to stay in a positive mindset. Stay healthy and be present and enjoy the holidays.
At Susan Jordan, she is an outpatient and mental health and substance abuse therapist at Pawnee Mental Health Services here on KNDY.
COVID-related death counts continue to rise, with Marshall County now reporting 9 fatalities for just this week. Washington County has 6 fatalities. Nemahal County has risen to 15 as of Thursday. Active cases in Marshall County did drop to 152 from 195 at the beginning of the week, and hospitalizations went down 2 to 5 people. Washington County has 94 active cases with 4 hospitalized. Nemahal County still has 218 active cases with 12 hospitalizations. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville for Rochelle Loeffler, Alan Loeffler, Elaine Pfeiffer, and Marjorie Nord. Rochelle A. Loeffler, age 60, of home, passed away Friday at her home. Alan Loeffler, age 63, of home, passed away Saturday at Topeka. Elaine F. Pfeiffer, age 71, of Marysville, passed away on Sunday. Marjorie Nord, age 90, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Again, funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville for Rochelle Loeffler, Alan Loeffler, Elaine Pfeiffer, and Marjorie Nord. Betty Peterson, formerly of Holman, Kansas, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Betty Peterson. Thelma McGaddis, age 97, passed away Thursday at the Frankfort Care Home. Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Thelma McGaddis.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in Home has the monument that's right for you.
Looking for furniture, appliances, mattresses, or TVs for your home for the holiday? Your local Ashley Home Store has large selections of name brand furniture, appliances, mattresses, and TVs in stock. They offer free contactless delivery on all items over $299. Order online at ashleyfurniturehomestore.com or brandsource.com, or stop in. Choose from LG, Samsung, Whirlpool, Ashley, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, and have it delivered to your house before the holidays. Free Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Here is your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We'll have plenty of sunshine for your Friday forecast. Our highs will be warming into the upper 40s. We'll have winds becoming west. Clear skies for tonight, 28 degrees for your low. Warmer tomorrow, nice day, mid-50s, lots of sunshine, and southwest winds 5 to 10. We'll have clear skies Saturday night as we drop to a low near 30 degrees. Breezy on Sunday, 45 for a high, sunshine, but those winds will be increasing and gusting in the mid-30s. For Sunday night, clear skies, 20 for your low, gusty north winds continuing, only upper 30s on Monday, much cooler, but we continue to see the sunshine. Tuesday, lots of sunshine, warmer, highs will be in the mid-40s. We're at 41 degrees on Wednesday with plenty of sunshine. I'm meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Average high temperature late November, 49, record high on this date, 75. The average low, 26. The record was 1 below zero. Sunset this evening, 5:06. Sunrise the morning, 7:24. It's 32 degrees in Marysville this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 27th of November. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
New COVID concerns and one rookie's Thanksgiving to remember. Hi, everyone. I'm Derek Dennis reporting on sports. ESPN has learned Ravens starting quarterback Lamar Jackson was among four players and a staff member to test positive for COVID-19 on Thursday, bringing the total number of players to test positive to at least a dozen. The league had moved the team's scheduled game against the Pittsburgh Steelers from last night to Sunday afternoon. Jackson will have to quarantine for at least 10 days. Meanwhile, on the field, running back Antonio Gibson had quite the memorable Thanksgiving for the Washington football team.
3:39 to go. It's a 3rd and 6 for Washington at the Dallas 37. Inside handoff. Gibson has the space at the 30, 25, into the free, 10, 5, touchdown! Hey. Touchdown, Washington! Yeah.
The call on WTEM, Gibson became the first rookie since Randy Moss to score 3 touchdowns on Thanksgiving as Washington claimed first place in the NFC East with their 41-16 rout of the Dallas Cowboys. In the only other game on the NFL's Thanksgiving schedule, Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson had no issues carving up the Lions' defense on the road in Detroit.
First down at the Detroit 34, a handoff to Duke, running to the right, and he's going to throw it back to Deshaun, looking and firing left side, and Fuller walks across the 10-5 and jumps into the end zone. Touchdown, Houston!
On KILT 610, Watson spread the ball to 5 different receivers as he threw for over 300 yards and 4 touchdowns in Houston's 41-25 win on the college hardwood. The nation's number one team impressed in their season debut.
Bulldogs swing it left side, back to Cook. 18 seconds to shoot. Fire back to Gisbert, who goes up and hammers it home.
On Learfield IMG College, 3 Gonzaga players scored 20 or more points as the Bulldogs pull away from number 6 Kansas, 102-90. Derek Dennis, ABC Sports.
Kansas basketball Friday with St. Joseph. 1 o'clock tip-off on FM 95.5. Kansas State versus Colorado. 6:30 pregame on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
Once again, the Hanover Wildcats had an amazing season.
A little razzle-dazzle. They'll try the left side now as Emmett comes back over in the corner, and he's going to get across midfield, the 30, the 25, the 20. Still on his feet, and he is going to score. Touchdown, Hanover.
Rolling through another undefeated year.
Gets the snap, looking across the middle. He's in trouble, and he's going to be sacked. Boy, when that hole collapses, though, it collapses so fast that all of a sudden it just goes away.
Yeah, you're right. actually just came through the line and took him down right there. Can't get away because that hole collapses and get two or three guys on you in no time.
KNDY has brought you Wildcat coverage all season long.
Jacob Juniman makes the handoff. Now he'll pitch over the right. Collin finds the corner, has a first down and more at midfield. Turns to his left at the 35, the 25, and he is looking around and he sees no one around. Touchdown, Hanover.
Catch all the action Saturday as Hanover goes for their 7th state title against St. Francis. Kickoff at 11 a.m. with pregame at 10:45.
Jacob Juniman rolls out to his left. Quarterback keeper has a roof. Touchdown run for Juniman. He made a fake, looked and
climbed
behind, and Jacob took it all
the
way for the touchdown.
Hanover Wildcat football on KNDY FM 95.5, KNDYradio.com, and on our mobile app. Go Wildcats!
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent John Bannister help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with John handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. Call State Farm agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today, and get to a better state.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Agricultural economists at the University of Illinois have been looking through historical crop insurance data. Correspondent Todd Gleason with more.
The data shows from 1989 on, farmers in the state, for that matter across the nation, overwhelmingly chose to use crop insurance as a risk management tool, says Illinois Extension agricultural economist Gary Schnicki.
Crop insurance is extensively used. It's used on over 85% of the acres for corn and soybeans in Illinois. That which is planted is insured. And the single most popular crop insurance product is RP.
RP stands for Revenue Protection, and it's just one in a series of federal government-backed crop insurance choices farmers can make.
What they like about RP is probably two things. The guarantee price increase associated with RP, and they prefer farm-level coverage to any sort of county-level products.
Schnicki says it will be interesting to see if farmers choose to include any of the new add-on crop insurance products that are coming in 2021. As making RP the crop insurance products of choice, well, the ag economist says he thinks that's the right move.
That's a good decision. RP is a very good product. It provides excellent protection, and migrating to that makes perfect sense.
Corn and soybean farmers will make the 2021 growing season crop insurance choices in March. This year, that choice will include the enhanced coverage option, or ECO. It works like SEO, but is not subject to the ARC PLC decision. I'm Todd Gleason.
You can find more agriculture information online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant for agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Well, friends, as we look at prices on the farm, boy, they've gotten a lot better in the last month, haven't they? It was a disaster for 2020 up until right now. We're getting along a lot better. Why? Well, there's a lot of reasons, folks. And those reasons could maybe stretch into 2021 for better prices for us. And this is what we want to talk about. We've got a little deal going on now. It's not just China. Dry weather right here in the United States is playing a role on that. Also, listen to this, Argentina, Russia, Ukraine, Brazil, all have major problems. In fact, our biggest competitor in soybeans, Brazil, they thought they were going to have a big crop, which didn't turn out, and it won't turn out like they think. They sold so much of their soybeans, they have to buy from us, which I've told you about on one of my earlier reports. First time in years they had to buy soybeans, or they bought soybeans, whether they had to or not, from the United States. That is good news. There isn't any doubt about that. They overshot themselves. Now, China is still in the market. There isn't any doubt about that either. And I told you back several weeks ago that one of the reasons they were buying so hot and heavy back in October is because they needed it, number one, and number two, the price was cheap. They drove the prices up, no doubt about that, and we thank them for that. They're kind of slowing down now because the price isn't quite as good. they still have a lot to go if they were going to live by the deal they put together with USDA. They're not looking at that, I don't think, at all. With the new administration coming in, will it make a difference? Well, everybody's guessing, nobody knows. We'll have to wait and see how President Biden would handle that situation when he takes control.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Well, Turkey Day is come and gone, but how about leftovers? After this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
We've been talking turkey this week with Ron Cardell. He's the chairman of the National Turkey Federation and a turkey farmer from Walcott, Iowa. Ron and I are on the same page when it comes to the size of the turkey for Thanksgiving. It's better to have a big one, more than you need, than one that isn't big enough. Because leftovers are, well, they're just the best, aren't they? And I hope you're enjoying yours today. And while Thanksgiving is a U.S. holiday, people around the world enjoy U.S. turkeys. And Ron, exports are a big part of the turkey industry, with about 640 million pounds of turkey meat exported every year.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Mexico is a huge purchaser of turkey products. They're our number one customer, and it's and as well as other parts of the world, and of course the turkey industry is no different than anybody else. You know, we're actively trying to get into China and India, but we're in places in the Middle East. We're in Japan. We're lots of other countries throughout the world. Some areas of the world don't have experience with eating turkey, so that provides an excellent opportunity for future sales growth, that's for sure.
And I think it's interesting that there, because of different customs and tastes, there are parts of the turkey that we won't touch in the United States, but are considered delicacies in other countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, there's the paws, which is the feet, are considered a delicacy in China. There's, and to your point, Americans tend to enjoy the white meat, the breast meat more. And that's one of the reasons why Mexico is such a huge customer of ours, because their population enjoys the dark meat. So it's everybody wins here.
Have you ever tried turkey paws?
No. I've seen them. I've seen pictures of them. You know, they look like French fries, what it looks like. Kind of back to your other question, does anything go to waste? Well, no, it doesn't.
And before we wrap up with Ron, I promised him that he could say one thing not really turkey-related.
And I just want to say, go Cubs! been a Cubs fan my whole life, and it's just, I got to throw that in. I just have to.
Ron Cardell, Iowa turkey farmer and chairman of the National Turkey Federation. Back after this.
Stupid, ugly, out of date. If I can't find something nice to wear, I'm not going.
Come meet the Grinch and find something nice to wear Friday at Fashion Direct Valley Vet. Clothing, jeans, shoes, boots, accessories, and even toys are all 15% off Friday and Saturday. Meet the Grinch from 2 to 4 on Friday. Don't miss these big savings only on Friday and Saturday at Fashion Direct Valley Vet in Marysville. Some exclusions apply.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
729 from KNDY, 32 degrees in Marysville this morning, with highs forecast to rise around 50 today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports for your Friday. KU Hoops, Drew Tim scored 25 points. Jalen Suggs had 24, and Corey Kispert added 23 as number one Gonzaga pulled away from number six Kansas for a 102-90 victory. The Bulldogs built a double-digit lead in the first half at Rocket Mortgage Fort Myers tip-off in Florida. Then they saw the Jayhawks tie it twice in the second half before putting them away. The way the teams played each other, it wouldn't be a surprise to see Gonzaga and Kansas meet again late in the NCAA tournament, maybe the Final Four. Other sports scores from Wednesday, it was the K-State Wildcats falling to the Drake Bulldogs by a margin of 80-70 in men's basketball. Today in men's basketball, it's the KU Jayhawks and St. Joseph Hawks. Football tomorrow, K-State and Baylor go at it. And on Sunday, the Kansas City Chiefs and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm Rick Everett, and that is a look at your Friday Kansas sports on the Mid-America Network.
Kansas basketball Friday with St. Joseph. 1 o'clock tip-off on FM 95.5. Kansas State versus Colorado, 6:30 pregame on AM 1570, FM 94.1. State championship football Saturday. Hanover kicks off at 11, live on KNDY FM 95.5, on air, online, and on demand.
Early settlers on the plains had a plentiful renewable energy source that isn't considered much anymore, perhaps for good reason. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Kansans have a new choice for Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. Call right now.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, November 27th, the 332nd day of the year. Musician Jimi Hendrix was born on this day, and in 1582, Shakespeare got a license to marry Anne Hathaway. We've recently been reading about the sod houses built by early settlers on the plains, but the onset of winter got us to wondering, were they hard to keep warm? By many accounts, they were cool in the summer and warm enough in the winter. If you had fuel for the stove, weeds, sunflower stalks, and the occasional stick were burned. But the most plentiful fuel material was manure chips from cattle and buffalo. The sun-dried patties were often stacked 10 feet high outside the home, a truly renewable energy source, 18th century style. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Regrets were like raindrops. There'd be a river running through this house. If our love was like a circus, I'd be the sad-faced clown.